The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Monday, the 16th of December, 2019, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley is back. Okay, a little round of applause.
Yay!
Glad you're back and safe.
I wanted a fanfare.
You want that was about it's a Monday. It's a Monday. That's about all you can get.
We can maybe give you a fan today, and tomorrow you'll get a fair. How about
that? Was the fan. Tomorrow's the fair. All right. Good morning to Linda.
Well, good morning, everybody, and let's give you a quick brief scenario of what's happening with our weather. Today will be sunny with a high near 55. That's it. Partly cloudy tonight. Overnight lows of 36. Partly sunny tomorrow. Highs of 52 and our overnight lows of 37. Ooh. High chance of showers on Wednesday with our high of 51 and overnight lows of 40. And Thursday, 50% chance of rain with our highs of 50 and our overnight lows of 45. Friday, again, chance of showers before 4 p.m. It would be cloudy with a high near 54, and chance of showers on Friday night with our overnight lows of 44. Saturday, rain again, 53, and Sunday, chance of rain. So, you know, today's a beautiful day. I know, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. And today's the day that we go out and we deliver little goodies to a bunch of our wonderful, loyal clients, customers that have been with us for years, and Shasta Gas Propane being one of them. You know, I feel really, Carl, on this Monday morning, this is going to be the week of, you know, the Christmas and the gratitude, because before you know it, next week, the 23rd, we're in the slide.
Do you think it's time to mail out the Christmas cards?
Yes. Well, here's all good intentions. We had a fabulous picture that was taken of the daughter, the son-in-law, and the grandkids.
Our family.
Why we were in that side of the family, why we were in Albuquerque. It's been in my phone. I have been saying I'm going to go to Costco, or could walk over to Crown Camera. Now they're relocated. How do you get them back in a day or two?
They might be able to.
And, so, you know, if anybody has any good ideas of how to take a picture and put it on a Christmas card, and, you know, we usually send out about 50, 60 cards. We go through our whole, you know, I really enjoy getting Christmas cards, and we've actually, Carl, we've been piling them up, not opening as we get them, so that we can literally go through all of them at the same time. It's really interesting.
We better do it quick.
We haven't done this before, so everything this year is kind of a, you know, it's been a new, you know, we came back and it was December 1st, so this weekend, Saturday, we got the live tree from Shasta College.
Beautiful tree.
We had our big 10-year anniversary here at the station, but we didn't do our huge annual big Christmas party, so that was different. And we've done a kind of a imitation or a thematic kind of Christmas now for about 6 years, 5 years, I don't know. So this year we got a real tree, and we put it up, and it was there for a week with nothing on it. But this weekend, on Saturday, I'm very proud of you. Gingerly took out the four decades of ornaments, many of which are really Disney collectibles from the 40s and the 50s. And we just had a wonderful time. Like, it was an old fashioned. Like, I think, am I just? I'm just filling air here. I mean, join in.
No, I'm just listening to you.
Well, thank you.
It was great. This is the first time in probably 5 years I really had something to do with decorating, because you and Karen would have a theme, and you two would just go crazy for a week, and I would just kind of sit in the other room and watch, and then at the end of it, you would say you didn't help, and I went, well, you're right, because you told me you didn't want me to.
That's not true.
Anyway. I know, I'm just exaggerating there. But now we got the tree up, we got all that done. Now, we say all that done.
Oh, no. There's still some,
we still have to do. Is anybody else like us? Is anybody, all of a sudden this year, it seems like we got, I don't know, we're a week behind where we should be.
Yeah, I mean, we have, you know, presents filling the guest bedroom And
today, though,
yeah.
I have.
What are you doing today?
I have lunches with clients. I have a meeting at 1:30 today. It's probably going to take at least an hour or two. I'm going to, in between, get all the Christmas cards kind of like staged. But then we have to send like presents. And so today is probably a good day to run down and send my sister, go down to the Enjoy store, and we fill up a box of great stuff and we send it to her. I mean, it's a super present. They really like it, among other things. Okay.
Do you want to talk politics?
No, I want to talk about
games?
The Madrigals.
Oh, okay. So Friday night we went to the Pilgrim Congregational, you know, Frank Lloyd Wright Church, and we saw and witnessed. We did this maybe 7 years ago, 6 years ago, and usually that kind of falls on when we have our Christmas party. So we were invited this year by a couple who have both daughters were in the Madrigal program out of Shasta High. And what do you, I mean.
And now they're granddaughters.
I mean, they're granddaughters. And daughter, yes.
Anyway, it was a great event. It's set in 1539 or something like that. They're in character from the time you walk in. You have three people assigned to your table of, you know, I think there's like 10 of us sitting at a table, maybe 12. And you just have a great time. The music, I tell you what, the music is so good. That, you know, Linda, who has a real ear for music, and I, who just, I'm kind of like art. I know, you know, there's some music I like and some I don't, but these young people were so good at their singing and what they did. And then they finished up, of course, with, you know, Christmas songs and, you know, why we have Christmas and all of this.
They finished with Silent Night.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
And they walked out the entire, you know, because you had the woodwinds, you had that would come and do solos, then you had the madrigals that would come in solo, and then you'd have the brass that would come in solo. Then they had a play with, and you're being fed, so it was wonderful food. It was the most incredible experience that we've had in quite some time as far as like the spirit. And, then they, like I said, the entire group of, I don't know how many, couple hundred maybe that were in this.
Oh, at least.
So.
I mean, it's filled up. They sell out every year.
I mean, a couple hundred students.
Oh, there has to be, I don't know, a couple hundred, but there's got to be close to, probably at least close to 100 because by the time you add up all the different, they come in with, orchestra.
I think the year I was involved, there were 70 to 75.
Okay.
You know, and that night we looked at each other and we said, I bet Ashley was in
Yes.
this. And you were.
The woodwind section.
Yeah.
Woodwind section.
Yep. And I don't say. There was an oboe there, by the way.
Yeah, but don't say oboe to Ashley.
Yeah, oboe, a lot of people mistake a bassoon for an oboe. Okay. Oboe is actually a four-letter word. So.
Okay.
So it may have been a bassoon.
I have no idea. It's just a long tube.
If it unfolds to about 9 feet, that's a bassoon.
Okay.
No, it wasn't that big. It was pretty big, though.
But anyway, so on the way out with the Silent Night, Carl looked across, and everybody, a pin could drop. And I was looking at people, and they were looking down. I was like, oh, my God, it's so great to hear a high school sing Jesus Christ, Son of God is, I mean, nothing, it was, there was not a political, you know, this was all beautiful respect to the time. And at the end, let's talk about the parchment paper. They were holding the parchment paper and the candle.
And I didn't know what that was.
Right. You whispered across the table, what's the parchment paper? And then after it was over in this sacred moment, we found out that on the parchment paper were the names of, family members from the cast that have passed through the year.
That's great. Hey, I would recommend if you get a chance to next year, early, buy your tickets.
They sell out.
Yeah, you won't be sorry. Hey, the other thing, the Dallas Cowboys won this weekend, and the reason I'm bringing that up is because I saw their quarterback Shepard. I believe is his name, was doing a commercial for Sleep Number. And I was, you know, at various times during the year, Sleep Number, that is not a great commercial to run because he was losing everything. He was, you know, throwing interceptions and all that. But he's been having a couple, last couple games have been great. So he's back on the air with Sleep Number. and Sleep Number. We're looking, if you're looking, if you're having a problem buying a present for your loved ones, for your family, think about the Sleep Number beds. How much is a good night's sleep worth to you? And these will last for years and years. When you come back from traveling, you realize just how great your Sleep Number bed is. Last night, my Sleep Number setting was 60.
And last night, my Sleep Number setting, because I forgot to change my Sleep Number setting, was at 100. Because at the end of the day, the morning when I make the bed, it goes up to 100. But let me tell you, even at 100 or 55 or 65, when I move it around, depending on my feeling, that's what I love. It's like a girl with shoes. Doesn't matter how many you have. You use them. Same thing with the settings. I can go 1 to 100. I slept really well last night. And with all the activity we have going on in our life during this holiday season, there's nothing better than the gift of sleep.
The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. And right now, the Sleep Number 360 smart bed is selling from $999. $999, but only at the Sleep Number store in the Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. Sleep Number, it's a gift that keeps on giving. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:16 in the morning. Today we have Gary Hayward from the manager of the Wind River Resort Casino and Resort. We'll be here along with Russell Cleaney. We'll be right back.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now bring us some piggy pudding, now bring us some piggy pudding, now bring us some piggy pudding, and bring some mouse here.
Good tidings.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
What's the sense of hurt, my pride? Baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air.
And Thursday night, if you don't have plans and you want some Christmas music, I'll be performing that song along with Lou White at Elements Lounge at Wind River, 243-3377. Tables, or I don't know what kind of reservations are left, but you can always come and sit at the bar. We start at 6. We go from 6 to 9, and tonight we're
big
rehearsing.
Big Christmas.
Yeah,
songs.
Big, yeah. Going to be pulling out. We're rehearsing tonight at School of the Performing Arts. Cool. Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have a new spine specialist in there who does operations. He's a surgeon there. Just another one of the things, they've got the new Da Vinci machine down there, which is three-dimensional. There's so many things going on at Shasta Regional Medical Center to take care of us in our community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Hey, I don't want to rub it into my friends, my Army friends, but after 3 years of losing to the Army, the Navy trounced the Army this weekend, 31-7.
Ooh, that's trounced.
Well, I tell you what, in the first quarter, though, the Army kept the ball for like 12 minutes of 15 and scored. And I said, this could be a long game. Mm-hmm. But then the Navy came back. Their quarterback has set school records and national records and, you know, running and rushing and all this. And it was just too much for the Army defense. Now, the other thing, you know, quick headlines, Newsom rejects PG&E's $13.5 billion settlement. He said it's not enough fixing of things that are wrong in PG&E. It's not enough repairing lines and all this, you know, other stuff. So he's rejected it, said go back to the drawing boards. James Comey admits real sloppiness in the Russian probe. Really? He said the Attorney General's representative got it right. He says we just did a bad job on this. Can you imagine this after 2 years of going through all this stuff, all the millions and millions and millions of dollars based on bogus information from the beginning that should have never happened? And
I think that we're experiencing a lot of that still.
Yeah, and now the big thing was 92, the Harris poll of 2,000 people across America found that 92% said they felt that their rights were under siege. Freedom of speech, freedom to bear arms, a fair trial, equal justice. Freedom of expression and freedom of religion. How interesting is that? 92% of the people that they talked to. Of course, and as they pointed out, you know, the question was, do you feel like there's a threat? And people go, yeah. But then they said, which rights would you, you know, which rights do you want to, you know, you think are more important? Of course, freedom of expression and freedom of speech were huge in there. And fair, you know, an equal justice, a fair trial. So it's a, this is interesting that so many. Well, you know, of course, you don't know who they poll and all this, but still, to have that many people, if they had called me and they said, "Do you think?"
I was going to ask you. Do you feel the same way?
I think freedom of speech is under attack when I see things that people are being attacked for what they say. I mean, on both sides, I think the freedom to bear arms is under attack in California and will continue to be under attack in California until the Supreme Court settles some of this stuff. Freedom of religion. I think freedom of religion, I think, you know, I see attacks, not necessarily in this country, but just in the, if you're a Hasidic Jew in New York, your chances of getting assaulted have gone way up and they aren't from white supremacists. They're being attacked by Hebrew nationals that were a predominantly black organization. The two people that attacked that deli and killed those people were from that. Other Hasidic Jews in New York being attacked by people of color. And I'm not saying that it's all people of color, but it's predominantly people of color. So I don't know what's going on there. But, yeah, I think, and if you look at the world, the number of Christians that are being hunted down in some of these countries is very, very troubling. So,
well,
anyway.
We're going through interesting times, and I think that as we look, let's talk about the party we went to last night, which was a beautiful Christmas party that was held at the Turtle Bay Museum. And I loved the feeling of a cross-cultural party lines gathering to celebrate two people who've done a lot in our community that are the true symbolism of what it is to be born in a foreign country and work your way and be so proud to live in America, have their dreams fulfilled by the American dream, talk about it proudly, came to this country with virtually, you know, good education, but not a lot of money in their pocket, had to create where they are now, and we are proud to know these people. But it was a wonderful feeling of everybody coming together, and I'd like to feel the 2020. We're closing out 19. We're closing out 2019, and it's very trying times. We're all going through extremely trying times. When I look at the five things you need to know today, the headlines are in impeachment, Afghanistan, Lebanon, COP25, which is the summit in Madrid about the climate summit, North Korea, with the Christmas gift that they threatened the U.S. with possibly nuclear. I mean, you know, when you see these headlines, it's, you know, and we're thinking about we got to go home and wrap a present and make sure that we get it to, you know, it's just, it's amazing. But one of the things that we've really enjoyed this last year is I think this is probably, and I'm not a huge football fan, but I've really enjoyed this season of watching the games. I mean, I'm not religious about watching the games, but I have taken an interest, and they've been really, there's been some tight, nail-biting games. And I'm not for one team. It's just, and then we talked about that last night at this Christmas party as well with different people, just like, you know, people who are fans of a specific franchise or a team and what their teams have done and that kind of thing. So I've enjoyed that. Something else I want to bring. Today's number is 1 billion. Do you care to know what that is?
I know what it is.
Well, only because you looked over my shoulder.
That's right.
Disney's Frozen 2 crossed this magical threshold at the international box office this weekend, making it the sixth $1 billion Disney film this year alone.
So they've had six films that have crossed the $1 billion threshold.
So if you ever, you know, Disney stock would be the time. No other studio has had so many films cross the $1 billion mark in a year.
You know, it's amazing when you think about it's an animated feature. But you talk to people with kids, and they say the songs from Frozen, that's all that's being done in their house. They're crazy. They can sing all the songs from Frozen and Frozen 2. They said, you know what, there's a certain point where you just give up. You know, you just give up. What would you like to, before you go to sleep, let me read you a story? No, I want to hear whatever that song was from Frozen. He says, sing it for me, Daddy. And he says, I can, because I know every word. He says, I know every word. I can sing it backwards, because I walk through the house, it's playing. I come home from work, it's playing. I wake up in the morning, it's not playing because I wake up before them. But I guarantee before I'm out of the house, I'll hear it. I didn't understand that there's that that many crazy, I mean, that people were that crazy for that music. But I guess when you have kids, it's perfect. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back after these messages. And
talk about local business.
Yeah, Rick Russell's here. And somebody's been in a business around here for decades. And talk about what he does. And I put something on Facebook after he told me a fact, and it got a whole lot of response.
Really?
I want to talk about
that. Okay.
But this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. When you talk about insurance or financial needs, you want somebody that knows what they're talking about. And Judy has built an organization that is just stellar in their work and what they do for their clients. She's been helping people since 1993, and some of the people that are in her office have been with her that long. Families, seniors, business owners, and especially veterans. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, it's next to Members First Credit Union, but it's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We have our life insurance with Judy. And she worked really hard to find the right programs for us, and we're very happy with that. Give them a call at 221-0441. 7:30 in the morning, it's about 34 degrees. We'll be right back after these messages.
Heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
It's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds December 19th at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements Lounge. Join me along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Mike Costa on drums, and Lou White on sax, flute, and clarinet. Enjoy an evening with your favorite Christmas music along with jazz classics. That's 6 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge. For reservations, call 243-3377.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back.
Oh, remember we were listening to this over the weekend. I popped open a bottle of champagne, turned on the CDs, if we could get it working. It's probably a 25-year-old machine, but we got it finally. So we listened to Bing Crosby, The Carpenters, Nat King Cole, and Sinatra. Those are like my favorite Christmas albums. So we were doing that, right, Carl?
We were, amongst so many other things.
We were dressing the tree.
Yes. Hey, good morning, everybody. 7:35 in the morning here on the 16th of December, 2019, and Alliance Heating and Air is bringing us this segment. Serving the North State for over 25 years with outstanding service, a veteran-owned business. All makes or models of heating and cooling systems. It's 37 degrees right now. Is your heater working the way it should? Is it? Are your filters clean? Are the air ducts clean? Are they even connected? Maybe you need to have somebody take a look at it. It would be Alliance Heating and Air. You can give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. The only ones we have work on are HVAC systems. Hey, and we have another local business.
Speaking of cleaning.
And the reason I'm having him on is for a couple of different reasons. One, you know, as you all know, that our air conditioning went out during the summer when it was 108. They brought in these portable air conditioners. Thank you very much, guy. But one of them in the first 20 hours just crapped out, and when it did, it bled some kind of oil onto our rug. Another a carpet cleaning service came in three different times, and it just got worse each time.
Yeah.
And then guy got a hold of Rick Russell. And Rick comes in, he looks at it, hits it one time, and it's almost magically disappeared. But he comes in today and he goes, you know, it's just a little bit of that left, and I've got something that can work on that. So, but Rick
welcome.
Russell Cleaning Service, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Well, and there's other reasons, too, is when I talked to you, I found out you also are a veteran.
Thank you.
So thank you for your
service. What branch were you in?
I was in the Navy.
Oh, so you were very happy. Was it the Navy that won, Carl? The
Navy
Army
won.
Navy?
Yeah, I saw
Navy
that.
Won. Navy won. Yeah.
What years were you in?
I went in 1965. So right after high school, pretty much.
Right.
And you did a couple of Westpac tours over there in
Vietnam? I just did one.
Just one
Westpac.
Well, thank you for your service. Now, you have been in business since 1979.
Well, here in Redding, I had a business for 10 years in Southern California before that.
Well, wow. I think we interviewed you quite some time ago about some of your history, but let's refresh it. When you were in Southern California, what inspired you to go into the cleaning service? Because, you know, with everything that's changed, or you have put on your website, we use only non-toxic cleaning agents in our carpet and upholstery cleaning process. So through the years, you probably have seen so many different formulas that have changed. You got to stay up on your stay up in what's current and be ahead of the curve. What happened 10 years ago or whatever? Not 10 years ago, but many, many years ago. What inspired you to get into this kind of service?
Well, I'd had different regular jobs, you know, and I just decided I kind of wanted to have my own business. So I looked around and just happened to stumble into a cleaning business for sale.
Oh.
And the guy taught me everything. And so I never expected I'd be doing it for 50 years, but
here you are.
Here I am.
Wow.
How many people do you employ?
Right now we have five.
Okay. And you're looking for people.
Yes.
And this was what started when I, you know, Rick was talking to me about, we were talking about how people go to Shasta College. We have Shasta College come through here and how the people in the trades can start off, can start off with a living wage. In fact, many of them are poached out of the class by contractors because they can weld or they can drive heavy equipment and things like this. And that's when you told me that you're looking for a couple guys.
Yeah, we
or girls.
We like to take people and teach them everything there is to know about cleaning. There's quite a bit to learn, actually. And even through the bad economies we've had, you know, over the years, we've always stayed busy. We're always busy.
Well, I would imagine people moving in, moving out, you want to have your carpets cleaned. I believe you've come here before, but you've also come to our home before. And we got to get you back in there, you know, because what happened, I don't know about everybody that's listening, but after we had the fires, whether your house, we were affected even though we weren't affected. You know what I mean? Like, we might not
the
have blood.
The smoke and all that.
The smoke and the ash. And the ash has been tracked in through the carpet. And so we need to have those cleaned. So I think that when you're looking, again, especially, what do we get? I just had my sister-in-law ask me yesterday, what do we get mom and dad that have everything? Well, let me tell you one thing you could possibly get for somebody who has everything is a carpet cleaning gift certificate. And you haven't even said you do that? Do you do
that? Yeah, we do that.
I mean, I didn't even ask you, but wow, it just came upon me because I said, well, let them get their cars detailed. That's it. You know, your parents, my parents have everything. Scaled down, don't want a lot more. But they do want their carpets clean, and they do want their cars to be detailed.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we do gift certificates. A lot of people do that for the holidays.
Rick, when you for carpets and upholstery and all this, and the what have been the changes that you've seen in 50 years as far as your cleaning materials and cleaning methods and all this?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. Actually, it's kind of been good for everybody. The equipment is improved dramatically from the, you know, what we started out with. We started out with shampoo, which, you know, people would say, well, where's the dirt going? And I really had no answer because it was just kind of getting spread out.
Spread out, yeah.
And the equipment's improved. Even though the carpets don't last as long as they used to, they clean up much better. So actually it's been easier for us as cleaners. It's been great for the customers because we can virtually get almost anything out of a carpet. You know, if it isn't bleached, you know, we can almost remove anything from a carpet nowadays, even like Kool-Aid, which when I started, when you see a Kool-Aid stain, you just tell people, hey, you know, it's permanent.
You may want to dye the rest of your carpet this color.
Well, I can only imagine, again, going back with the ash that kind of got, you know, tracked in from the shoes and to the fiber of the carpets. But on your website, and I'm not sure if you're still doing this, but can you share with us about the upholstery and the tile?
Right. Well, we do a lot of upholstery. We've always done a lot of upholstery cleaning. Tile is kind of a you know, a lot of people have kind of changed their preferences on floor coverings. You know, they've gotten away from carpet. They've gone into hardwood. They've gone into tile. And, I mean, it's not unusual now to see a complete house that's tiled. I never used to see that. So, yeah, we each year goes by, we do more tile. Although it surprises me that, like, 80% of our business is still carpet, and it's always been carpet, and that hasn't really changed much.
Wow.
So with the tile, does that mean you go in and do the grout?
Mm-hmm.
So do you have like a steamer, or what do you tell?
Well, we have a special equipment that actually attaches to our carpet cleaning machines. So we're using like 200-degree heat, like 1,000 PSI water pressure,
wow.
A lot of suction. And it virtually, most of the time, brings a tile back to just like
okay, sold. We need to have that done. Well, because, you know, let me tell you something. You have to go down there with the toothbrush and bleach. And I don't know about you. I did the bathroom the other day, and just the bleach just about killed me. So if there's a professional, you know, group you can bring in and get it done, let's get it done. I love it.
You know, we'll take a quick break now. I'm going to come back. I want to talk about the people that works for you, that the qualifications that you are looking for. And I'm going to put it on Facebook again. When I put it on Facebook before and I talked about the salary your people make, I mean, I just had all types of inquiries, wanting to know who you were. And I didn't put it down because I didn't want to, you know, because I hadn't asked you. But I'm going to, you know, today, after we talk about this, here's a company, a well-established company that's had employees for a long time, looking for some more employees that pays a very, very, very livable wage, especially in Redding, California. Want to talk about that, you know, the requirements for a job like this, and also the fact of how you are like very many other business owners here, that it's difficult to find people that want to work. So we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at BNT Satellite. BNT Satellite's got a bunch of great deals coming for Christmas. They don't get any better than this, and they're all local, another better-known business right here in Reading. No receiver or plan restrictions, free movie rental upgrades, free upgrade to Hopper 2, many, many other things for their customers right now. But you have to call 241-3474, 241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. You won't get a local guy here. So it's 241-3474, 241-DISH. And call Doug Tooley over at BNT Satellite. We'll be right back with Rick Russell of Russell Cleaning.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come, 51, in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans, and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store, and I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184, now $29.95. Limit two to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kugler's Furniture on Sherman.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Hey, I saw something on Facebook that I had put up on December the 15th, the day after. But we had started our day after.
Really?
Right? Yeah, and
did it come back?
It said, it's one of those things from 10 years ago.
Really?
And it said we are up and running. Okay, maybe just loping right now, but we're poking the gremlins out of the way, and we're, you know, thanks for all the support.
Something well, you like know, that. Here we are 10 years later. This last year, FM.
Still
and which means that we have gremlins still. We've got two complete different towers, two different FCC licenses, two different. Well,
okay, yeah, you're right.
Okay, so yeah, we do pay taxes on both. So anyway, I look at it like, you know, yeah. Anyway, so it's been the year of we came in last night because something didn't, you know, it's what it is. We were just talking to Rick with Russell Cleaning Services that when you're the owner. Like you said, Rick, you lost two key people this year, and you're out cleaning carpets, and you've had this business now for several decades. And the good thing is that because you can, A, and B, because you're the owner, you take pride in want to make sure the job's done right while you're training new people.
When we talk about trying to find workers, you told me the same thing that so many other people have told me, you know, that we have a lot of businesses, you know, come through here. Is the problem with, you know, finding good people that want to work, that show up on time and all that. And your business is a little bit different because you go into people's homes.
Right, right. Yeah, so we're really particular about who we hire. You know, we want people to obviously be honest. We want them to be able to converse with people, you know, and be, you know, that look, they're not going to scare somebody when they walk in the house, you know. And so,
well, it's a people service because if people are happy with it, you know, and they feel comfortable, they come back as you've obviously proved over the last 50 years.
Right. Well, and that's what we want. That's, you know, we just don't want to do a one shot thing and never see them again. We don't want people to use this year after year, and we've actually got to the point where we're doing generations of people.
That's great.
We've done the parents, we've done the kids, we're doing the grandkids, or you know, they've grown up.
That's
so
great.
That's awesome. We love that.
So if somebody's looking for a job, can you tell me what the requirements are for the people you're looking for right now?
Well, we want somebody with a good driving record. Of course, we don't want anybody that's has a drug problem.
So you do background checks.
We do background
right.
checks.
That's important.
They can pass the background checks.
We're doing that now. Yeah, where it's very important.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, it's just the way things have changed over the years. Mm-hmm. That's a requirement. Obviously, it's a physical job. We want somebody that's, you know, can do physical work. But it's more like aerobic kind of physical work. It's not, you're not like lifting weight kind of work.
You're not lifting 100 pounds.
No, you're going to take the equipment out of the truck, bring it down the stairs, into the house. Yes.
Right. But, you know, over the years, I can't recall ever having an employee that quit because they didn't like the work. I mean, we're out and about.
This is a lot.
Different homes. Mm-hmm. We go to million-dollar homes. We go to all kinds of, you know, we've cleaned airplanes, houseboats. I mean, just all kinds of things. So it's actually, every day is different. You know, it's not, you're not doing the same thing over and over again.
And you keep your people employed all the time, too.
Right, you're right. Usually, we're a little slow January, February, March because of the, you know, the rain and everything.
Ooh, I think it'd be a good time to bring you in right after Christmas.
Yeah, we get some people that have that. We generally do about 3,000 jobs a year. So
that's
3,000 jobs a year.
Wow. So how many is that per month?
Well, we did a little math about a year ago, and we figure we've done about over 120,000 jobs since we've been here.
Wow.
So quite a few.
That's so a lot. And that's why, you know, when you talk about people that are working for you and, And Rick's told me I can put it out on Facebook again. And this time I'll give names and numbers and all this. But if you're interested, if you think, you know, that this is something that appeals to you, because this is not a minimum wage job.
No.
This is much better than a minimum wage job.
Right. Our trained guys, once they actually learn everything and they're out doing work on, you know, on their own, it's quite, you know, I've got guys that made over $70,000 a year. So it's actually, you know, by
imagine of, that,
you know,
that's just great.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's a job that once you learn it, you could go anywhere in the country and get a job.
Oh, I imagine.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
They're always everywhere probably needs carpet cleaners.
Isn't that amazing?
That's just, now, you see, know,
this
it's
is
a
what,
niche.
This is why I wanted to have Rick on.
Right.
Is because he came in here, and I wouldn't have met Rick if now you're looking for a couple guys, because you just came in, and it was a small job. But you came in, and we started talking. We ended up talking like 30 minutes about the carpet cleaning business, military, and all this. But this is a, you know, and but what it did was, and I, when he said that, I was just astounded that carpet cleaners can come in this town after they're trained and they're out working on their own, can make more than a living wage. They can make a wage that buys them a house.
And provide for family. Right.
Yeah.
And we have some benefits too. You know,
okay.
That's wonderful. And it's not necessarily, like I said, going to college isn't for everyone. Or maybe somebody's looking to, you probably have part-time employees too.
Well, we don't, but that could be a
right.
possibility.
Right.
Too.
That somebody has 3 or 4 days a week that they could give maybe to you and to the profession. But, you know, when somebody's just stuck and they want to do something different with their lives, it's a great opportunity.
Right.
So that's what we're all about, you know, local business and staying local and loving on our local. Because I know you do a lot for our community. You're very generous. We see your name all over when it comes to fundraising things that we are involved with. You have gift certificates. You have, can't even begin to tell you the countless times that we've been in the last 10 years to events that Russell Cleaning has, you know, whatever it is, a room, two rooms, whatever it is. So thank you for that as well.
Yeah, well thank you.
Okay, so how do we get a hold of Rick Russell and his cleaning crews?
Well, we have a website, RussellCleaningService.com, and then we have our phone number is 221-0692. That's the easiest ways to get a hold of us.
And I'm looking at it right now, and it says, call now and ask about a discount.
Yeah.
And then it says, get a coupon, $25 off. So there's all kinds of good deals you got going on here. I just pulled it up. And you're also on Facebook, and you can read the reviews on Yelp.
Yeah.
So that's been something that's probably been very different for you. How much of your business comes through people finding you on the Internet?
Well, that's a good question because, you know, when the Internet stuff started coming out, I kept thinking, well, nobody's going to get a carpet cleaner, you know, from the computer. But actually, we get quite a bit of our business from our website.
Well, I can attest that our producer in the other room, Ashley, does a lot, like Yelp, looking at reviews. And if you got good reviews, like restaurants, you know, it's an important thing in checking out, you know, what people say about you. Right, Ashley?
Absolutely.
Yeah, another thing that's been a big plus for us, they just completed Best of the North State.
Yes.
And we've actually won that 12 years ago.
Wow.
And that's been a great.
We just saw that over the weekend.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
That's been great.
But that takes a lot, too. I mean, you have to, we've got like 30 seconds left, but Rick Russell, Russell Cleaning Services, 12 years in a row, Best in the North State, looking for employees right now. that are can work independently, can pass background checks, you know, no drugs or a bad driving record. But you're going to be you can work your way into $60,000 to $70,000 after the training period, which to me is just outstanding for this area. And you, since I've met Rick, I think that you would be very fortunate to go work for somebody like Rick. You know.
Well, thank you.
Another better-known business here in town. Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
Hey, thank you, and Merry Christmas to your audience, and thanks for inviting me.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Okay, hey, when we come back, our guest will be Gary Hayward of Wind River Casino and Resort. We'll be right back.
See the blazing Yule before us.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Jeremy House. With a House impeachment vote looming this week, President Trump has expressed interest in a robust U.S. Senate trial that would not only clear him of the charges in the Senate, but also vindicate him. His desire for a lengthy proceeding is something Senate Republicans are hoping to avoid.
President Trump has repeatedly lashed out against efforts to impeach him, telling those close to him that even if he's acquitted in the Senate as expected, it'll be a stain on his legacy. This as Democrats face political risks if Republicans decide to lean into Trump's demands for a flashier trial, calling Joe Biden or his son Hunter and others to appear.
That is correspondent Matt Small reporting. House Democrats have released a Judiciary Committee report detailing the rationale for impeaching President Trump. The House is expected to vote Wednesday on the impeachment articles. The White House is accusing House Democrats of releasing their lengthy impeachment report in the middle of the night.
Presidential spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham criticized Democrats for issuing a 650-page report overnight. She tweeted that thankfully the people of this country continue to see the partisan sham that this is. In the report, Democrats detail the rationale for impeaching President Trump ahead of an expected House vote on Wednesday.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Royalty, U.S. and European Union top officials are attending ceremonies to mark the 75th anniversary of one of the most important battles in World War II, the Battle of the Bulge. Defense Secretary Mark Esper tells reporters it was one of the most important conflicts.
It's just an epic battle of courage and bravery of U.S. paratroopers resisting the last major German offensive conducted by Panzer divisions and only to be relieved by Patton's Third Army. So it's a great story.
On Wall Street, the Dow's ahead 174 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You might wonder why Australians always seem so relaxed. Well, it comes down to sleep. And we can sleep like a koala full of gum leaves. So we've invented a solution to your sleep problems. It's called Pronto Sleep. Pronto Sleep is a two-in-one solution that helps you fall asleep and stay asleep. Pronto gently opens your nose to focus breathing so you can relax and fall into the land of nod. And the built-in scent diffuser delivers a blend of four pure essential oils all night long for a beaut sleep naturally. Then Pronto replenishes the oils ready for the next night. Clever, eh? And does it work? Well, in trials, 84% of people with trouble sleeping found Pronto helped them fall asleep. 74% found it helped them stay asleep. You'll find Pronto now at select Walgreens, Amazon, or at prontosleep.com. Pronto Sleep is the gift of sleep from Australia.
From RhinoMed, bringing you advanced nasal therapies.
Saks Fifth Avenue's parent company will not be going private.
Hudson's Bay Company, parent to Saks Fifth Avenue stores, fell short last week in securing enough shareholder support for a $1.4 billion deal to take the company private. Although a group led by the executive chairman missed Friday's deadline, they cautioned the shareholders are still allowed to change their minds through tomorrow's shareholder meeting.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. Shares of the California utility PG&E are down 15.8% on the first day of trading since Governor Gavin Newsom rejected a $13.5 billion settlement with people who lost homes, businesses, or worse. Fiat Chrysler Automobiles and PSA Peugeot are planning to announce a binding memorandum of understanding that will merge the two car makers. A person briefed on the announcement says a prepared statement will be released in Europe. News and analysis at townhall.com. Turkey has warned that it may bar the U.S. from using two strategic air bases in retaliation for possible U.S. sanctions The latest from the media lines, Lawrence Rifkin.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is speaking once again about kicking the U.S. out of the Incirlik Air Base. His comments come as Washington contemplates sanctions against Turkey for purchasing a highly advanced Russian-made air defense system. Washington has already canceled a Turkish order of the F-35 stealth fighter, fearing the Russian system might compromise its secrets. Erdogan's comments also follow a U.S. Senate resolution recognizing the Armenian genocide. The airbase in southern Turkey is home to several thousand U.S. personnel, several U.S. Air Force squadrons, and perhaps most notably, a reported stockpile of tactical U.S. nuclear weapons.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It is the 16th of December. Wow, 9 shopping days till Christmas. What happened? And it was 20 days just yesterday. 8:05 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda, hello.
Good morning, everybody. Sunny today with a high near 55 and partly cloudy tonight. Overnight lows of 36. Now, tomorrow, partly sunny as well, 52 with our overnight lows of 37. Slight chance of showers happening on Wednesday with our highs of 51 and overnight lows of 40. Thursday, bringing on rain again with our high of 50 and overnight lows of 45. Friday, chance of showers at 54 with the overnight lows of around 44. Calm winds, we're just talking about in the percentage rates of rain. Which is Saturday, rain likely with a cloudy day of around 53 and overnight lows of 43. And Sunday, chance of rain again with mostly cloudy and a high of 53. And our weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Oh, we love them. They've been so great to our community and to us, and we appreciate Shasta Gas Propane. Now let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. How are you two this morning?
Great.
Good. Tonight at 2570 South Bonneview Road, we will be having a Christmas party. That's sort of what we're going to be doing, just a short time of fun and things like that at the Patriot meeting. If you've got a good story to tell about your family and friends, we want to hear it. We'll also have an ugly sweater contest, and we're going to have a political announcement something of great importance, we believe. But it should be a really fun night tonight. It'll be at 2570 South Bonneview Road at the church that shall remain nameless.
Hey, Terry, is it true you've won the ugly sweater contest 10 years in a row?
Yeah, I didn't wear a sweater.
Yeah.
You know, but,
and it says for the first 3 years, I wasn't even entered.
Yeah, I just didn't curl my hair. And they said, how did you get the sweater on your head? I said, no, this is my face. But anyway, well, I do have a face for radio. Come on.
Terry, people, you know, you're a man of strong convictions, but people don't realize that when you get a one-on-one with you, or even in a group, you are one of the funniest guys and a really, really nice person. And that's my Christmas present to you this year.
Thank you, Carl.
Just to pass that on to people.
And thank you for only charging me $20 for that comment. I really appreciate it.
No. That was just the first part of the comment.
Yeah.
The second part you'll have to hear on another day.
It'll be another day. Okay.
Hey, anyway, appreciate that a lot. But one other thing, too, if folks would go to Sovereign Minds Radio yesterday, the Sovereign Minds Radio, go back and listen to the archive. The last hour was pretty good. It was about Measure A, and I think there's a lot of good information there.
Okay, buddy. All right. Hey, we're gonna have people on from both sides on that here. Probably beginning of the year. You know, it's getting short now. But on beginning of the year, you know, so everybody can sit down and talk about it and have both sides at one time.
That would be great.
In a very courteous, parochial way that people can talk and discuss without, you know, fist fights. So, okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, guys. Great. Have a great day.
You too. Hey, joining us.
Good morning. I'm looking at a gorgeous little fresh-faced want to chew on those cheeks. Picture of...
Yeah.
Is that your grand... Okay, so tell us the connection there.
Wait a minute. First of all, Gary Hayward.
Gary, good morning.
Chairman of the Reading Rents Redevelopment Corporation.
Morning, buddy.
And, of course, the Wind River Casino.
Look at you in short sleeves. We're all freezing in here, and you come in sliding around the corner like...
nice out there.
It's like the Terminator just walked in. He comes in and goes, excuse me, I have to turn sideways. Coming through the door, my shoulders and my arms are too big.
Gary, it's Gary and Arnold, but Gary.
It's so nice to see the sun shining.
It is. Doesn't it feel good?
It's awesome. Yep.
It's 37 degrees.
The picture you just showed us was?
That's my new granddaughter.
Oh.
So, yeah, my daughter's daughter.
Your daughter's daughter.
Yeah.
And she is, what does she look like, about a couple months?
She's 4 months now, yeah.
Okay,
she's awesome.
Look at those cheeks.
Right.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. And her eyes. You know, I bet you're just mesmerized. It's hard to, like, separate.
Now, is this your first?
Third.
Third. Okay, third. Okay.
Yeah. My son has two boys, and then she's the first.
Oh, so she's the girl.
I remember holding my granddaughters, my first grandchild. And I was, it's a long story, but I was in a wheelchair along with my daughter at the point. But when I held her.
At the same hospital, not knowing that they would be there at the same time.
I came in knowing that she was been born. That's why I came in, but I was hobbling in on crutches.
Okay.
And it was a Navy hospital down at Camp Pendleton. They just threw me into a wheelchair and said, sir, you need a wheelchair here. And then when I held her for the first time, the bonding, I was totally surprised at how I felt that she was part of me.
Mm-hmm.
I was so surprised at that. You know, own daughters,
totally,
but it is. And then when my grandson was born, I was gone, and I didn't get back for a couple of months, and then I went to see him. So he was like 3 months old. But when I picked him up, it was exactly the same thing.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't like
that's
the day
so cool.
was born. Yeah.
Yeah, I was in there with her. She wanted me in the room.
Yeah.
Of course, to the side. I wasn't participating
You didn't have the... You
behind
didn't have,
the curtain.
You didn't have the, no, didn't have the catcher's mitt.
I had
mitt.
The side view.
You didn't
that
have
was
the,
perfect.
The catcher's mitt.
I did that already.
Did you need the oxygen like my son-in-law did?
I was okay. Yeah, my son-in-law kind of scootered out. He didn't do too well, but actually did okay.
Our son-in-law, Vince, was a tough guy, and he's a tough guy. He's standing, he's watching, and he starts weaving, and the doctor looks at him, and
the nurses were like, right? I'm sorry, you have to sit down.
Says, would you sit down, please? He says, do you need some oxygen? He goes, yeah, and that's been the joke since then.
That's awesome.
Here's my, Jennifer's having the baby looking over at him with the oxygen on his face. So, anyway.
That's great. No, yeah, things are great. Everything's going good.
Hey, you know what? We're going to take an early break here, and then we're going to get into
discussions
cool. about this. And you know, there's been a lot of information that's just been thrown around that's wrong. And we have both sides on, but the fact is that there are things that people need to know about the construction of the new resort casino and where it is in the process and all this. And,
sure.
And I tell you what, if you've got a question, please call 605-4567. Gary never backs off on questions.
Nope.
And he'll tell you the truth. He won't put a smoke screen up. It's just not in his nature to do that. He'll just tell you. And you may not like the answer, but you're going to get the straight
answer.
Straight scoop. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Community oriented, highly professional, and they want one thing. They want you to move your dreams forward. So head on down to 1845 California Street, just south of Jack's, or the old Rayleigh Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and talk to somebody there, and I guarantee you will not be sorry. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Gary Hayward of Reading Rancheria, Wind River Casino, and the Reading Rancheria Development Corporation.
That it's cold outside, the world is bundled up in white. I just need you by my side, 'cause I'm warmer in the winter with you.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167. Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
There's no place like home for the holidays.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. 37 degrees out there. Going up to a whopping, I think, 54 today. But it's beautiful.
Tomorrow's
it's
52.
Beautiful. The sun's shining.
The sun's shining. And this portion of the show brought to you by
Craftmaster Windshield and Repair. I was in there the other day to see Jeff Wurst. It's a locally owned, veteran-owned company with chips or cracks in your windshield or your RV or your boat. He can fix them. He does it the old school way. You can go, you can have a 20-inch crack. And what's happening now as we go from the cold to the hot weather and you're putting on your defrost, this is finding that people are, their windshields are cracking and expansion and stuff. So go see the expert if you have any questions or problems. He's located on 3208 South Market Street. Or you may call him at 241-8373. That's Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster.
We're here with Gary Hayward, who is the the CEO of the Wind River Resort and Casino. But also, you are also the president of the Reading Rancheria Economic Development Corporation.
Yep.
Okay. And he's here today because we love having Gary on.
Thank you.
There's so many things going on. Well, no, it's
a lot of things
going
on.
It's a pleasure. Can you give us an update of where we are with the proposed casino?
Yeah, so we just finished schematic design, just wrapping that up. The next phase would be design, development, and construction drawings. And we're waiting right now. We're just waiting for the feds at the Interior to sign the Record of Decision or
Bureau of Indian Affairs.
So it's called the Record of Decision.
Uh-huh.
And once the Record of Decision is done, there'll be another comment period. And that's supposed to come out next year around March or April, the Record of Decision. And then there's a comment period. And after that, we're still moving forward. So after that's when we could get started, if everything goes right. But it's in the hands of the feds right now.
Now, when I tell people, and they refuse to believe me, and maybe I'm wrong, but I was there for one of the meetings and heard the feds there talking. There's like five different solutions or answers they can give on this, on your request to build on your own land. They can go anywhere from no to total yes.
Yes.
And then there's things in between.
Right. And what the process has been doing since Trump got in there, the whole environmental piece was almost cut in half. So all the stuff that people have had to do in the past, not just tribes, I mean people, period, that are developing, a lot of that BS got taken away. So it's helping people get their developments done sooner and faster. So that was a benefit for us. So
it's a benefit for everybody.
Right. And with us, the Interior's changed the last couple months. There's been changeover, so that's held up the process as well. Mm-hmm. But once everything gets reviewed and looked at, we don't foresee anything major coming out of it. But you never know. I mean, we've been at this for 17, 18 years.
Well,
yeah. Now, that's, you know, in fact,
it's a long time.
So that's where we are right now.
Yes.
The acquisition of the property, can you go through that for people that aren't quite?
Yeah.
If they hear things that aren't exactly right.
So set the record straight.
Yeah.
So how we.
Yeah.
So we, it was about 17 years ago, the 150 acres initially was up for sale. So we bought it. And it was zoned for agriculture at the time. And then the city had 85 acres adjacent to it, and the city sold that to us so that now we have 234 acres.
When did the city sell it to you?
Probably a couple of years. I want to say about 4 years after that. So we've owned the city property for approximately 15 years, maybe a little less. And that was land that – I don't know if you guys remember, but back in the day, cities and counties were getting into economic development.
Oh, yeah.
And the state said that's not legal to do that with – taxpayers' money, so they did away with that. So all the cities had to sell that property.
Mm.
So they sold it to us for what they bought it for. They couldn't sell it for any more than that. Just like the property we bought in Shasta Lake City where we're putting the Homewood Suites,
right?
Which I can't wait to tell you about that.
Okay. Yeah,
that's moving really fast right now.
Good.
So that development is just kicking right now out in Shasta Lake City. We bought that property on the same deal. It was their economic development land that they had to get rid of, so we bought that.
So you had that land for a long time too.
Yeah, that one we've had for a couple years, but the other one we've had for close to 20 now, total.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now
we always had intentions of developing it. We didn't necessarily say we're putting the casino there, but development period was why we bought that.
Right.
That's why we buy all the property.
Right.
We want to bring development to the North State. You know, we want to bring jobs.
And I remember somebody asking you the question, when they bought that, they said they would never build a casino there. And I remember your answer, you kind of like looked at them kind of quizzically and said, I wasn't there, but I can't imagine anybody saying that.
Why would we say that? It wouldn't make any sense. I mean, it's a great location. It's on I-5. If you're going to be competitive, you're going to go for the best layout and best property. You know, it's like Rolling Hills. I mean, they jumped on the ability to go on I-5. It's just a no-brainer. I mean,
you helped them a lot too.
We did. We did. And they,
they fanged you.
They didn't give it back to us in return.
They fanged you.
They fanged you.
It was kind of sad because you would think tribes would support one another, but that doesn't always happen. And historically, tribes didn't really work together.
Right.
You know.
Well, historically, that there was a constant war.
Oh, yeah.
Or encroachments on each other.
Yeah.
If you look at it.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And it's
it wasn't a peace-loving, everybody gets together, kumbaya.
No.
No.
No. We all came together for the the compact with the state back in 99, and that was the first time that I've seen that many tribes come together and sign a compact with the state. But now we're all signing our own compacts, and that's just the way it is.
So you're designed for the proposed building on 5 with the casino is that you don't have a parking lot in front. Nope. I think that's what I
it's not going to look like a big parking lot.
It's not going to look like rolling hills.
No. Oh, no, not at all.
And right.
Right now there's no landscape. We're going to actually plant quite a few trees that don't exist there right now, like we always do. Like on our property now, I grew up there, and there were no trees hardly, because back in the day that got all mined out on the creek. And there's more trees now than I've ever seen, and that's what we do. When we go somewhere, we make it better, and we're going to make it better for the North State. We want it to be something that people are proud of when they roll up I-5.
Well, now that's one of the things they said. Well, we don't imagine having a casino on the entrance of Redding.
And it's not even going to look like a casino. That's what's so crazy about it. It's going to look like a resort destination that people would want to come to, regardless of the gaming aspect. We're not expanding the gaming piece. We're going to expand our entertainment. We're going to expand our the whole getting people to the river.
Yeah, you're going to have different. You're going to be able to bring in some class musical groups and plus other things coming in there. But so the gaming times. is the same size.
Yep. Our capacity is going to be 2.5 times what it is now for entertainment. So we can bring basically anything anybody wants. We can get it. We can afford to do that.
You can afford to do that. Yes. I mean, big names.
Yes. Name one.
Eagles.
Yes. We can do all that.
Get hot on that one.
So. I'm a big Steve Miller fan, so that's
okay. Go to Tahoe anymore.
Right.
Okay. Well, then, and people who are against it have not seen the drawings.
No.
As you've made available to everybody. It's with the hotel, and then there's a parking structure that's there. No big rigs, no RVs, anything like that in the front.
No.
Any of that type parking. I think you said for the trucks are going to be in another place and you just shuttle them over.
Right. The trucks are, the only trucks that will be allowed in are deliveries. That's it. We don't want it to be a truck stop. That's not what we're designing there. So.
I like this. It says, today the entrance to Redding on northbound I-5 is a closed gas station on the east and a homeless encampment on the west.
Right.
Is that in the chat room?
Oh, and used construction equipment on the west.
Right.
Yeah.
That's from relaxed civilian, whoever that is. We've got like 3 minutes left in this segment, but let's just talk about the economic portion of just building this. We're talking thousands of jobs just building and constructing.
Oh, that's going to be, $150 to $200 million of construction.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. And it's going to last for a couple of years, just that piece of it. Then our payroll is going to go from $21 million to approximately $30 million, which is here.
And you use
in a local economy.
You use local vendors, local construction. You use all of that, and you all purposely do that.
Yes, we've always done that. That's been a staple. Our tribe comes from the trades. Everybody used to be in the trades that were the older tribal members.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we did: concrete, plaster, construct. All that is where we came from. So we really value the trades big time, and the trades here. And our whole goal when we built the casino, that wasn't necessarily our first choice of economic development, but it was the choice available at the time. And it's kept all of our families home. Everybody used to have to leave for work. They don't now. And we look at that for the whole community. I mean, I have a lot of friends that they wish their kids could stay. And that's the whole point of our development, keeping people home and creating, jobs for them and trying to keep people around,
The Rancheria also has started, because of the casino, is started at least two, maybe three clinics, walk-in clinics for Medicaid people. Mm-hmm. And the last numbers I saw was something like 6,000 or 7,000 patients they see a year. That keeps them out of the emergency rooms. That gives them their own medical care, and that was because of the casino. You've got your own clinic for your, for everybody that works, whether you are a Native American or just somebody working there.
Yep. All of our close to 900 employees in the tribe go to our clinic or have the ability to go to our clinic, and they're taken care of under our insurance plan. And we're developing a new one in Shasta Lake City. So on the 11 acres that we're developing, the Homewood Suites, we're going to put a new clinic out there. There's going to be a coffee kiosk, and the retail space hasn't been dialed in yet, but that's going to get dialed in here this week, and I can
talk about that at the next part of our last half hour here with Gary Hayward from Redding Rancheria, CEO of all the Hayward guy. So we're going to take a break here on KCNR 96.5 FM and hear about some of the developments happening in Shasta Lake City. This portion of the show is brought to you by one of our favorite jewelers. They've been with us since day one. They are very trustworthy, the only real watch repairman in all of Shasta County that can take apart a watch, family heirloom, what have you. They have loose stones. They have all kinds of really wonderful vintage jewelry. And right now, if you like estate pieces, go to Four Winds Jewelry, located on Hilltop Drive, 2225. We'll be right back here with Your Talk Radio and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Season's greetings. I'm Chelsea Forseth, one of the owners of NorCal Rentals and Sales, NorCal Trailer Sales, and NorCal Tractor, your new local Kubota dealer. We would like to wish all our brave men and women who serve us daily in active military duties and their families warm holiday wishes and a happy new year. As we celebrate this season with family and friends, we'd like to take this time to remember freedom isn't free, and we invite you to join us this holiday season by thanking a veteran. Merry Christmas!
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Pink Martini is returning to Redding's Cascade Theater with singer Chyna Forbes for their all-new holiday show.
Slip a table under the tree.
Pink Martini is a little bit of lounge, a little bit of Hollywood glam, and a whole lot of fun. Don't miss this chance to see them live at the Cascade December 18th. Get tickets now at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
We hear you.
5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. So, gosh, celebrating 10 years on the air. We are. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Ready and Home Helpers. If you know what? If Linda had to have a hip operation or a knee operation or an ankle operation and was laid up and I couldn't be there every day, I'd call Sharon Clark at 226-8350 and say, Sharon, I need some help. She'll come over to the house. We'll do a consultation. It's free. And we'll figure out what would be great to come in maybe a couple hours a day to make sure Linda has the bonbons or the whatever she needs to help take care of her, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. It's Home Helpers. Remember, there is no place like home. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com. We're here with Gary Hayward, who is the the CEO of the Wind River Casino Resort and Casino, and also he's the president of the Redding Rancheria Economic Development Corporation. He's here to answer questions. He's going to be available on a regular basis with us at KCNR. And the we're talking about the we talked about the what it's going to look like. If you have not seen the plans, you need to see the plans. Where the feds are right now, probably we'll be hearing something early next year. Yeah. There'll be another open comment period at that point. Now, there's a variety of other things going on, a variety of other questions. Let me just say one that's come up a lot. People talk about crime at the casino. Oh, there's been 1,000 calls a year. But let's break that down. When we talk about 1,000 calls a year, I mean, so when you think about that, you think about fights in the parking lot, people being assaulted, cars being broken into, just, you know, I mean, 1,000 a year. That's a lot. But what is that?
That wasn't accurate. So it was 1,350 some odd calls is what they quoted. And in reality, that was... that included just them driving through. So on a periodic basis, the sheriff drives through the mm-hmm. property. They counted that as a call. So in reality, the calls were about probably a fifth of that and less. And it wasn't just and most of it, we handle all the that type of stuff you just talked about with our internal security. So we handle all that stuff. We rarely call the police department for help, because we handled on a daily basis ourselves. We have chronic trespassers like everybody else, the homeless crowd, all those different people that are trying to...
they're not welcome on your property.
Not at all. No, in fact, I think I talked about this in the last earlier this year, is their bikes, their backpacks, all the stuff they store and stuff, we don't have to follow the same city stuff.
No private property.
We throw it away. We throw it away, and we give the bikes to charity. And they do whatever they do with them, but they're not. You don't see that anymore. They're just we and we're watching it. They're getting smarter. They clean up a little bit and try to, you know.
And you've got cameras all over the place.
We have over 525 cameras from the time you enter the rancheria. And all
no
the way.
Fooling around, folks. You're gonna get caught on camera. So
people. In fact, that's what's kind of cool too. People don't know this. Law enforcement comes down, and we help them pick people up. So if there's a person they're looking for and they get word that they're in the casino, we help them get them. We get them outside and they hook them up and they take them away. And we've done that. We do that all the time.
I was told, I think one time you mentioned that when you get these bolos, be on the lookout for, if you see them in a casino,
oh yeah,
you'll take care of it right there and call the police.
Yep.
Yeah. And then just like you said, you escort them out, police will hook them up and take them.
It's one of the safest places to go in Reading. It's the only place I know in Reading where all walks of life participate in something together, and they somehow get along.
Okay.
At all levels. I mean, everybody's there. But they know that when they're there, there's rules. You know, we have rules, and they have to abide by them, or they're not welcome.
The question, too, going back to the new development on I-5, was environmental. And that rang with you all.
Big time. Because if anybody, the tribe are the best stewards of the environment of anybody, especially development. That's important to us. When we go into a development, we're going to actually make the area better than it was when we got there. And that's our intent always. It's like I was joking with you about, I grew up on the rancheria. My house was where the casino is. I've never seen more trees. I've never seen more, you know.
Yeah.
It's better than it ever was.
Nobody is using the stream that goes by your creek for a bathroom.
No. In fact, we have an EPA department that is responsible for keeping that good. There's, mm-hmm. It's funded by a federal grant, and the department is an EPA department that reports to the EPA on stuff.
Wow.
So they go down and do all kinds of different tests.
I'd love to interview them. Yeah. That would be interesting.
Yeah, we have a manager in that department that it's their job to
make sure that the creek in that area, that's all you can control is that area.
Right.
To make sure that you aren't doing any pollutants at all or whatever, what have you, in that area. You can't control what happens downstream.
Right.
Or upstream.
But we've actually reached out to BLM because we want to manage that piece.
That'd be nice.
Underneath the bridge and further that way.
The fire department, RPD, all those guys are continually having to respond to.
Mm-hmm.
We want to manage that, but we haven't got
anywhere
yet.
They can't get their arms around that, can they?
No, and it would be so easy for us. It's right there.
Yeah.
We could totally maintain that. We would have security would maintain that, and we would cut all that garbage out. It's terrible. Every year I go down there, it's disgusting what is left and what they're doing.
Yeah, they've got regular little sewers going right into the creek.
Uh-huh.
Do you have would you put together a committee under that company, BLM that you were talking about, the people that report to BLM? Would there be enough people to be able to manage that entire area?
Well, we would manage it under a public works department.
Okay.
Is where we would probably put that. We have a new corporation that we just started this year called POMCO, and it's Property Operations Management Corporation. So all the tribe's properties are going to go into that, and we're going to manage that from the economic development side of the house. And I think it's going to be that much more efficient once we get everything in place, but that would fall under that management.
Okay. All right.
One of the biggest questions is taxes.
Right.
What do you tell people when they say, well, gosh, you guys, you know, or you don't have to pay taxes on anything?
It's kind of funny because we pay the same taxes everybody else does, and then some. Some taxes that we pay are not called a tax. We refer to them as a fee, and that's to the governments, the different governments. But we pay all the payroll taxes that everybody else pays. We pay everything you could think of. And what we end up paying, for instance, I'll give you an example. I don't think anybody in town pays $100,000 a year to have a water hookup to the city. We do. You can call it a tax. We don't. It's a fee to have water. We pay a fee to have the sewer hookup. But we pay a much greater fee than most people because that's their way of getting what they would consider probably a tax.
Mm-hmm.
We pay.
You have payments in lieu of taxes. Essentially.
And we pay taxes on all of our land that is fee land to the county. So any land that, like anybody else, unless the land's in trust, we still pay taxes on that land. So the only land currently that's not in trust is the rancheria itself.
Okay.
Otherwise, we're paying the same taxes as everybody else to the county.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning. This has been a very good program and a great explanation on things. And Gary, thanks for answering the questions. That's refreshing. We don't always get that. The thing that I have a question about is, if this is approved, when would everything start? When would the construction start? And also, how long will it be, do you think, to where you guys have an answer of whether you have a go for this on your end on when it could get started?
It could be as – thank you, Terry. It could be as late as November of next year that we get the word to go. Our intent is once we get the word, we'll be ready to go. So I'm going to complete all the design, get everybody on board, contractors included, before that word comes out. So we'll be ready to start. And it'll be approximately a two-year construction period from start to finish. So hopefully if we get the word at the end of next year, we can start in 2021, and we'd be done by 2023.
Well, that's great. The other thing is this has been a really good discussion. And again, it's nice to hear answers to the questions that a lot of people have because you've given good straight answers. But I think that we need to have a debate on this, basically with the community and everything. But by the same token, it's refreshing to hear again, you're answering the questions and you're not dinking around and, people should appreciate that. So anyway, that's all I got to say. Have a Merry Christmas, guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jerry. Okay, let's take a quick break here. And we come back, I want to talk about what's going on up in the city of Shasta Lake.
Yeah,
and
great.
And then the last thing we have time is the impact that Redding Rancheria and Wind River has on our community right here. And, you know, it's unfortunate that you all can't be here during the break to hear Gary talk about how we're a community here. And
100%.
And the Rancheria is part of our community. And we'll talk a little bit about that when we get back. But it's very interesting. Some people have a completely different mindset of the way it really is. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. I'm back into the shorter hair again, and I have to admit that I really like going down there. It took Logan, 40 minutes to cut my hair, and it was just stacked up around us. I was going to, in fact.
It looks fantastic.
In fact, I saved 2 pounds of hair I'm going to give out as Christmas presents this year. 8:46 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Autumn means cooler weather and a whole new to-do list for homeowners. Absolute Chimney and Deck Cleaning offers high-quality power cleanings with video inspection on all chimney, dryer vent, and deck cleanings. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning provides professional high-end service at a mid-range price. And as we enter the holiday season, we would like to give a special thank you to our veterans and active duty military for your dedicated service. Call Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning at 921-4237. That's 921-4237.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. And
well, I just, you know, it was nice to have JL, if you're listening, thank you. You came by with your, you know, just a exuberant personality and dropped off presents. I'm just sideswiped. I'm not prepared. But on that note of Christmas holiday spirit, and one of my favorite things, if not favorite things to do, is to perform at Wind River, and I get to bring my great group of guys. And on this Thursday night, I just want to bring that in that we're doing Christmas music and all kinds of Christmas music, and rehearsing tonight at Reading School of the Arts. And Pat Karch is going to be trying out these new music monitors, so I get to see a lot of the Christmas music I've been singing for a year. Because you know, if you don't do it all the time, you know, even though you think you know the lyrics to five verses of O Holy Night, you may not. So, you know, we've got these big monitors, and we're going to try them tonight so that we're going to bring them at Elements on Thursday night from 6 to 9. So make your reservations, 243-3377.
Okay.
I just want to say something real quick to you, both of you. First off, I love you guys. But it's amazing. You guys have been here 10 years. It went by really fast. But how do you guys go backwards and looking better? So you look even better 10 years later. You guys are amazing. I see. Look at you two. You're just amazing.
I don't know what to say about that. Cause I'm looking at these pictures. One of my girlfriends is having a big birthday. He lives in Greece. And that's a really nice compliment because, you know, we're, I feel like we're in the fight every day.
Right.
We really are. And there's days that you just, for me, we talk about, like, I think half of that is when you feel like you're being productive and you're helping to bring light to maybe things in a community or to people's businesses.
Right.
And there's an energy with that is, rewarding on a level that maybe you're exhausted, but it's feeding you in ways that you don't even know.
And I just want to thank you guys for what you have brought to the community. It's awesome. You've been an awesome part of our community, and you're just it's like you guys were always here, and I appreciate you.
Well, I tell you it's, you know, people say, you know more people. I've lived here my whole life, and you seem like you know more people. I said, well, I have a radio station with over 4,000 guests roll through. You get to know a lot of people. Hey, Gary Hayward, of course, is with us, who heads up the Wind River Resort and Casino and also the Reading Rancheria Economic Development Corporation. And we've talked about, you know, the building of the new I don't know what you would it's a destination spot,
yes,
really.
Yes, destination resort. It's
resort area.
It's going to not even it's not even going to resemble a casino in people's traditional sense of ranking. It's going to be something that this community will be proud of.
And that's been the plan from the very beginning.
Yes.
And I've been fortunate enough that, you know, Gary and I are friends, and he has shown me this over the years. And when you first see it, it's like it's very, very I think it's done in the best of thoughts here for our community, not what's best for you. you know, in the Rain Ranch, but best for our community. Okay, now out at the city of Shasta Lake,
yes,
you're building another hotel out
yes.
there.
Yes, so it's a Homewood Suites. Mm-hmm. Right now we're in the development phase. It's moving very good. We're in the entitlement piece, you know, with all the environmental and stuff.
But sure.
We're finally getting a picture. The architects are starting to put a picture together that I will be out sharing with people very soon, probably the beginning of next year. I'm going to say January, February. Mm-hmm. But there's a 126 or 30-room hotel, three-story, Homewood Suites. We're going to have a new clinic out there that we're developing with Glenn Hayward, my cousin who runs the Liberty Street one,
sure.
the one in Weaverville, and the one on Churn Creek currently. Mm-hmm. We're going to put one out in Shasta Lake City because they need that.
Wow.
We've got a coffee kiosk, and then there's going to be 15,000 square feet of retail space that we have not yet filled. So if anybody out there is listening to me that needs some retail space out in Shasta Lake City, it's still open. We haven't nailed that down yet, but mm-hmm. that will also be a
part that's of it. Also on the 5, and as you're coming into town, and
right there.
Might be a good spot to have, another In-N-Out.
That would be amazing. I know that one is killing me because it's too close to my house. So.
Well, from what I understand,
it's faster, by the way, though, than the other one.
Oh, it is faster?
It is faster. I have to say that it is quicker than the
one. The other one, you're always in lines as fast as they can get you through there, but there's still lines of 100. It's like the Kentucky Fried Chicken that was crazy for several weeks. I don't know if it's still crazy.
I think it is. My daughter waited in line for us for 45 minutes to get it for everybody, and Kentucky I appreciated
Fried
that.
Yeah, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I'm not going to wait.
Ron Lim and his girlfriend flew his plane up to Mount Shasta, where they have a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right.
It was quicker for him to fly up there, get the chicken, and fly back than it was to wait in line.
Right.
What a great story that was.
That's funny.
Gary, when the I hate to put it like this, but the stuff you've done for our community and over the last 12 years since I've been here has totaled into the millions. The only way that you can continue to buy school books, computers, uniforms, fire trucks, all of these things is to have a successful business.
Right. And the more we make, the more we're going to give. That's just how we are. That's how we've always been. So if we make more, we're going to give more. That's just what we do. And it isn't even like it's just what we do. I can't explain it. The council and the tribe has always been very supportive of it. They're part of the community. People don't realize we all live in the community. We don't all live on that little piece of property down
right.
there. We're all just like everybody
community.
Else out in the community.
And the one thing also that has gone grown and is taking on its own views of success is your in your secondary education of people going to off to college. Now.
Oh, it's amazing what's happened there. We have a couple of kids that came back and they're working for the tribe. One of them graduated from UCLA and one from Stanford, and they did that all on their own. We didn't have to buy it. Like you're seeing,
they got in on their own merit.
They earned it.
You helped them. Yes, you helped them.
We paid for it.
Yes,
because we do that.
You're really big on that educating. Yes, on education.
And our graduation levels have just went through the roof because we have programs in place for these kids, starting out with a leadership program that starts between the ages of 13 and 17, and then the kids that graduate from that become mentors to those kids, and that's just been awesome. What it's done for the kids.
So I have a question for you, and we're because we're kicking off to Christmas, we just have a few minutes left, and we appreciate you being on, and we're going to ask all our guests this, because it's going to be a new year, the end of 2019. So, Gary, what's been your best accomplishment this year?
My best accomplishment this year?
Or maybe the one you're most proud of. Either one. It could be the same.
I'm going to say joining the Pathways to Hope board that I am a part of right now. It's an amazing group, amazing program. I'm in love with the program.
And what is that, quickly?
So Pathways to Hope used to be called, it was Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention.
Oh, okay, right.
We changed the name to Pathways to Hope, and that's what it's all about. It's creating hope for these kids and these families that they never had.
And the program's Mike Burke is the director.
Oh.
And he's amazing.
Oh, yes.
What he's brought to the program is amazing.
He's an incredible human being, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so what I'm most proud of is being a part of that group. And I just love it.
Well, you said that at the break, and I didn't. We're going to ask this question to everybody as we go into the new year. So, not knowing that that was going to be your answer, and watching your face as you gave that answer, it just really moved me. I know it moved Carl too. So, congratulations! There's nothing better than being involved with somebody that gives you the feeling of hope.
Right.
Hey, thanks a lot, Gary, for being with us.
Oh, God. Yeah,
this is going to be a regular basis, having Gary on. And, hey, Merry Christmas. And there's going to be some other things coming up here in the near future that people are going to be really excited about, too.
Yes.
In fact, and maybe
I'm looking forward to coming back and talking.
Yeah.
I really want to do that. Everybody, hey, tomorrow we have Dr. P.K. DeNuca will be on, and he's talking about why he entered the assembly race as an independent. It's going to be really interesting.
Yep.
Yeah. So everybody have a great day today. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?